This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that God sees your acts of kindness. Recently, we talked about the importance of having a personal sanctuary, a place where we can go in private to worship God in spirit and in truth. And just as God hears your prayers in private, He sees your acts of kindness even when those around you don't. And I'm sure you can recall countless of times when you've gone the extra mile for another without the expectation of receiving anything in return. In fact, the other person may not have even known the extent to which you inconvenienced yourself. But God does. He knows and sees it all. And it's just when you're kind, simply for the sake of being kind, that He will surprise you and bless you abundantly. This was surely the case for Rebekah. One day, Abraham directed his servant to find a wife for his son Isaac. The servant loaded up 10 camels with all sorts of gifts for this future wife. And when he reached a small town, the servant met a woman named Rebekah and asked her for a drink of water. She not only provided a drink for him, but she offered water to his 10 camels too. And we can only assume to what extent Rebekah inconvenienced herself to provide water for all 10 camels. Soon after that, the servant asked Rebekah if she would marry Isaac, and she said yes. So it's interesting how Rebekah starts out in a servant's role, but ends up as the future daughter-in-law of Abraham, which means she became a very rich woman. So today, know that God sees your acts of kindness. And as you hold on to that, remember these words: a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Proverbs 11:25. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, He sees your kindness.